The beginning of Parashas Pinchas, it says, when Pinchas killed the Yid, the Nasi, in Pasuk Yud Dalet, V'shem Ish Yisrael HaMuka Asher Huka. Mr. Chaim asks, what's the Lashon HaMuka Asher Huka? What's the double Lashon? As he explains that the Pashat reading is he hit someone who was hit already. As why was he hit already? As he explains a very deep thought, that Be'emes, as soon as Zimri did the Avera, he was already Chayim Misa B'dei Shamayim. His Neshama was already hit, Ki'ilu. B'geder Rishayim B'chayayim Kruyim Mesem. As when Pinchas came and hit him, he killed someone who was Ki'ilu dead already, B'pchinas Rochnei. And this is a very big meaning, Klapi Dichur Ben Habayis. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadik Vavam Bey says, when the Goyim were Nichnasu Lahechol and they wanted to be Miskah, that they were Charev the Beis HaMikdash, as the Kodesh Baruch Hu said to them, Kimcha Tchina Tachanta Bay Sorev Sarafta. Mitzad their Averis, the destruction was already. You just came and did a finished job. It was already finished before you came. This is a big, big lesson in life, because it looked on the outside like the Beis HaMikdash was standing. It looks like Zimri was functioning and doing. On the outside, they looked like they were good. But on the inside, the Pnimius, the MS, it was a destroyed building. It was a destroyed person. A very big mashal is we had in right next to Miami in Surfside, there was a building that fell down. As the people who made the building had actually warned them that the frame is very rusty and it could fall down, but they said, look, it looks like a regular, nice, luxury building. Why should we, you know, fix it? It costs money. And the mice had fallen down and a tragedy happened. The building may look beautiful on the outside, but if the inside is rotting, the building could fall down. And this is a big limud for Klal Yisrael. We live in a beautiful dar where there's a lot of chesed and a lot of good things. And the outside, it looks very beautiful. But lamaisa, we still don't have the Beis HaMikdash. V'kol dar shalei nivne Beis HaMikdash ki'ilu nechrava b'yamav. Because even though on the outside it may look like things are very good, but kinira, on the inside, we still have what to work on. And the Gemara in Yuma, and Avtes says that what was the Churban Habayis? The Churban Habayis was on Sinas Chinam, which is something very Pnim in the lave. The Gemara says in Bayis Sheni, they were Oise Chesed, they were Loimit Torah, they did Avoida. If you looked on the outside, they looked very frum. They were in the Beis Medrash all the time. They were davening V'kavana G'dayla V'oid. They were doing Chesed. They had many Chesed organizations. Yet, on the inside, the mahus, on the lave, there was sinas chinam. There was something that was rotting on the inside, something that wasn't good in the pnimius. And that was caused the churban habayis. Boimat is Yud Zayim B'Tamuz, is the Yimei Avelus on the churban habayis, as it's a zman to try to fix the pnimius of a person. Mishnah says, "La'olam havi." The Mishnah in Avos, "Havi mitalmidav shel Aron, oyev shalem v'roidev shalem, oyev es abrius." La'olam havi mitalmidav shel Aron. I wasn't born like Aron HaKohen. My name's not Aron. I could be a roidev shalem and an oyev shalem. As you see over here, every yid could be a talmid of Aron. Whoever you are, try to be misalik yourself from ktatis, from machloikism, from fighting. There's so many machloikism in families over yerushas, over things that one member in the family to another member of the family, to try to be a oyev shalom v'roidev shalom. There's so many problems in shalom bias between parents and children. Now is the time we could improve it. We could take out the time in these 3 weeks to try to improve the pnimius, the way we look at things, not just on the outside talking nice, when the person's not around, to say bad about them behind their back and to really harbor bad feelings in our heart, but to be a oyev shalom and a roidev shalom, a mavra al midoisav. The Gemara in Pesachim Kuf Yud Gimel Amid Beis says that Shalosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ayavam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves them. Misha Maver Al Midoisav. When a person is Rashi in Rosh Hashanah and Yud Zayin explains what's Maver Al Midoisav, he doesn't make sure to give back to whoever's Mitzarim. It's not easy. It's a big Madrega. In fact, the Gemara over there says, "Meichlan la'al kol avanaisav." Who does want to get rid of their haveris? Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not medaktik alav midu kenegin midu, and you're not makbid on people. But this is something which is a big, big nakuda. These are things that if we think about and we work about, you'll see you could be mitalmid of shel Aaron. As it's called, two things: to stay away from machloikis, to stay away from saying things that cause machloikis, stay away from doing things that cause machloikis. Even if other people do to you, be a oyev shalom and a roid of shalom, number one. Number two, aves habriyas. There's so many differences in Klal Yisrael. There's Sfardim, Ashkenazim, Litvish, Hasidish, Modern, Yeshivish, Balabatish. There's so many differences. But yet, we're all yin. We all have each other. The Goyim around us, we're surrounded by so much hate. How could we not? These are the ones who, it's like somebody was stopped on a street, a Goy, when he was wearing a yarmulke. His friend asked him, "Why do you put on a yarmulke when your car broke down on the street?" He said, "I know if I want somebody to stop for me in the street, I have to put on a yarmulke and all the Jews will stop for me in the street." So even a guy knows what a Yid does for another Yid. There's so many Yidden that are so special. Tyre Neshamas. Yeah. Of course, no one's perfect. We're not perfect either. We're all not perfect. Of they're such beautiful people. Let's be Malba and Aves Habriyas, saying good about people, thinking good about people, not spreading bad about people. It's like there was someone, the Matzis Bele HaToyros, made a takana that Lakewood should stop the freezer in order to help the find with Shidduchim. So you could have two people that go out. One could say, "Wow, the Chachamim really care. They're trying to help us out." Another one could come out and say, "Oh, it's their fault that they made the freezer for so long." Everyone's looking at it the same way. Just the question is, do you look at it a positive outlook or do you look at it from the negative outlook? Let's try to focus in throughout these weeks. Let's build a Beis Hamikdash together. Let's focus in on the good of people, the beauty of people. And there's so much beauty to every Yid. But sometimes a person may think that, okay, so I'm going to be machazik on my Avos Yisrael, but I'm one person. Why would I make such a big difference? In order to build the bias, we need Klal Yisrael to be machazik. As number one, if we all machazik together, the Zayas says, Sibur Chado, if there's one group of people that are machazik together and do tshuva, it could bring the Beis Hamikdash. But you don't even need it, Sibur. We have in this week's Parsha with Parshas Pinchas, we see that Klal Yisrael did a chet, B'nais Maya, and B'nais Midyan, and one person got up, and he was Heshev Es Hamasi. One person, it's Shterim, the Chil Hashem. He went and he did something, and he was able to be Mesalek, the Charoin Af from the whole Klal Yisrael. One person that says to Hashem, "I want to help build the Beis Hamikdash, I want to be Mechazik in the Pnim, in the Bein Adam Lechaveroi." How choviv v'choshiv ma'oid it is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't imagine the koyach of one person's chizik, how far it goes. Basavoy, let's be mischazik together during these weeks, to be mechazik, to be mesakin, and to show Hashem we want the Beis Hamikdash back. We miss it. There's so many saris in Klal Yisrael, from the choliim, the people who are sick, nevuch lo yaleinu, ikuv shiduchim, people have other problems, emotional issues, children going off. There's so many different issues in Klal Yisrael. We're in such a deep gullus. Let's try to be mischazik together and all put an effort to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu back to all of us, and it should be good for everyone. Be'ez Hashem, it should be gvaldik anachas ruach. The effort will take to be mitalmidav shal Aaron, oyev shalom, v'roidev shalom. V'zoicho oyla pam hu bishayre his ananim, his shmira, his preishuka shloimecho aleinu, the Beis HaMikdash, to bring so much shalom and bracha in Klal Yisrael. Rashi, at the end of Parshas B'Shalach, says the Mizbeach, which is Matal Shalom, as Lo Yovo Alav Barzel, Lo Yovo Alav Piranius, Kol Shkein Kol Adam that works on Shalom and Aves Abrius, Lo Yovo Alav Shum Piranius, as Askula. Habe Shalom, Habe Brachas, the Mishnayis, at the end of Mishnayis, Uksan Al Messiahim. That Hashem Yivarech is Amal B'Shalom. The Kli of Bracha is Shalom. The more we're Malbel B'Shalom, the more everyone in Klal Yisrael will be Zeichar a beautiful Brachas and Shalom and Yeshuas and Geulois B'Karev.